I invite you now to close your eyes, if you haven't already done so, to take a deep healing breath, just breathing in. Hold it for a few seconds and then let go. And as you exhale, relax your body and relax any thoughts or words in your head. Just release any thoughts or words in your head that tell you you are less than whole. This is not the truth of you. Just let it go. And as you continue to breathe, focus on the natural ebb and flow, the life force of your physical being. Feel yourself turning inward, Godward, deep within that inner sanctuary of your soul, where you feel your perfect oneness with the source of your being, the source of life itself. We are told at the beginning of the Gospel of John, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things came to be through Him, and without Him, nothing came to be. What came to be through Him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." So I invite you now to align your words with the Word of God. Through the law of the Word, you are able and willing to carry out the will of God on this earth. And no matter what your earthly challenges seem to be right now, God's will for you is ever unfolding good. You and I alone do not have the power to heal. But we are under divine authority to speak the words of truth, to bring forth healing through the power of God. Say the word and you can be healed. Any condition on this physical plane has the potential to be transformed. In this consciousness, in this sacred moment, feel the loving, healing light of God radiating within you as perfect wholeness. Feel this healing light move from the top of your head through every cell and organ of your body. And if you have been experiencing any temporary physical distress, allow the healing energy of divine love to rest in that area of your body for just a few moments. And I invite you now to repeat with me a series of affirmations. We're going to say each one three times. At first, whispering it just to your own self, then affirming it a little louder, and then finally affirming it forcefully and loudly, letting the truth reverberate throughout this sanctuary. And after each affirmation, we'll just hold a moment of silence so you can take this into your consciousness. And the first one is, I am created in the image of God, blessed with strength and wholeness. Softly, I am created in the image of God, blessed with strength and wholeness. A little more loudly, I am created in the image of God, blessed with strength and wholeness. And now let the world know, I am created in the image of God, blessed with strength and wholeness. And secondly, I am one with God's healing, revitalizing presence. Together, I am one with God's healing, revitalizing presence. I am one with God's healing, revitalizing presence. I am one with God's healing, revitalizing presence. And last, with my heart open to God's renewing love, I accept my healing now. With my heart open to God's renewing love. I accept my healing now. With my heart open to God's renewing love, I accept my healing now. With my heart open to God's renewing love, I accept my healing now. Let's hold this consciousness for a few moments in the silence. Now, feeling the power of the words you have spoken, know that God is that healing power in the midst of you. You are one with life itself. You are one with life itself. And in this consciousness, we know that through the power of our words, we can envision the reality of our spiritual wholeness, physical wholeness, wholeness in prosperity, wholeness in relationships, wholeness in God's perfect divine order. As we open our minds to the unlimited reality of the Spirit within, that inner divine energy is our very essence. And we know that Jesus was the master of healing in the physical realm because his heart was always in the all-encompassing reality of the unfailing spiritual realm, that spiritual power. So we claim this now and always through the power of the Word, and we are so grateful for its being. We just say, in the name and through the power of the Almighty Christ, thank you, God, thank you, God. And now let's end our time of prayer and meditation by gratefully and prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory